RadioArchives.com presents Worlds to Come, An Adventure of Captain Future by Brett Sterling, read by Milton Bagby. Captain Future, the ace of space. Born and raised on the moon, Curtis Newton survived the murder of his scientist parents to become the protector of the galaxy, known as Captain Future. With his future men, Greg the giant robot, Otho the shape-shifting android, and Simon Wright the living brain, he patrols the solar system in the fastest spaceship ever constructed, the Comet, pursuing human monsters and alien threats to Earth and her neighbor planets. And now, Captain Future's thrilling adventure, Worlds to Come. Chapter 1, Menace in Sagittarius. In the light of the blue sun that blazed fiercely down upon the twin planets, Davor and Lagon, the ordinarily stolid face of Ki Ilok showed an expression of mingled rage, determination, and hopelessness. His second-in-command, Rad Magon, was running toward him anxiously.
"The attack has begun," the lieutenant gasped. "The Sverds are coming."
"I know."
Ki Ilok was a brown man, compact, stocky, clipped of speech, brusque of manner. His dark eyes ran quickly over the atom pistol at his belt.
"We are ready for them, Rad Magon. As ready as we shall ever be."
His eyes, inspecting defenses, swept over the city which was soon to become a battlefield. The planet Davor, which was under attack, was a small one, circling along with its twin about a minor sun in the constellation known thousands of light-years away from the solar system as Sagittarius. Its cities were constructed not of metal, but of plants trained with great skill to grow into place, and were therefore highly inflammable. But Ki Ilok's feeling of hopelessness was due not to this, but to the mystery that surrounded his enemies. The Sverds were strange, apparently invulnerable creatures, almost certainly non-human. Together with an army of human soldiers, they had already sown destruction far and wide. Under the leadership of a mysterious being known as Gormahas, they had conquered planetary system after planetary system. Was Gormahas himself human? Ki Ilok did not think so. No man would set out to conquer systems of worlds out of a sheer lust for power. The project was too vast, and life was too short. No, the purpose that drove Gormahas was something more subtle than that. Something Ki Ilok had racked his brains again and again, in a vain effort to guess. The streaks of light that were flashing silently across the heavens biased up in a dazzling crisscross pattern that at any other time might have impressed Ki Ilok with its beauty. But now he knew that the lights came from the spaceships of the Sverds, and that the pattern meant death. Death to the world of Davor, to its cities, to its inhabitants, to himself. Lagon, the second of the twin planets, had just risen above the horizon. Rad Magon pointed.
"Ki Ilok, we must escape. I have a ship ready. Lagon is as yet unattacked. From there we can voyage to some far star where Gormahas will not follow."
Ki Ilok shook his head. The blue sun shed a ghastly light upon his brown face.
"I intend to fight, not run away," he answered bitterly.
Already the plant buildings in the distance were bursting into flame. But now answering flashes of light came from the ground, and far overhead some of the attacking ships, hit by the return volleys, were disintegrating. The ships opened and spewed out large metal spheres, which began to fill the skies. These globes drifted down slowly, unaffected by the fierce rays which the defenders turned against them. Only when they hit the ground did they burst open, scattering deadly fragments of metal, and men poured out from them. There was no need for Ki Ilok to bark out last-minute orders, for his men already knew what to do. He himself had his atom pistol out. He fired whenever he saw anything that might possibly be a target, shooting rapidly but accurately. It gave him a grim satisfaction to know that the attackers were paying a heavy toll. Then, from Rad Magon, came a surprising, despairing cry.
"The Sverds! The Sverds!"
Ki Ilok turned quickly.